great to be here.
Jonty, I've heard a lot about Canada. I have some of my relatives went over to live there quite a few years ago, and I have to admit, from what they've told me, I'm not really surprised that it's been rated, you know, as one of the top tourist destinations around.
That's right. Lonely Planet ranked Canada number one destination to visit in 2017. We're celebrating our 150th birthday as a country on July 1st, which is Canada Day. But I represent Ottawa, which is the capital of Canada. And we've been planning an entire year's worth of celebrations starting this New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2016, and all the way through New Year's Eve 2017.
I mean, Ottawa, as a place, I've been told, absolutely fantastic there as well. Because, of course, when we look at Canada as well, obviously there's just such vast landscapes and there's some fantastic stuff there, but also the culture and the art and the food of some of the cities like Ottawa are absolutely fantastic as well.
Oh, that's right. I mean, we're the second largest country in the world after Russia. We're ginormous. It's impossible to visit the entire country from coast to coast to coast. But as the capital, we do a really good job of representing the entire country through our national museums and our cultural institutions. Even our festivals, our music festivals, bring in people from all different provinces and territories. So you get a really good sense of the entire country just by visiting Ottawa.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. Will it still be as beautiful, despite the fact that, you know, obviously after the American election, there's so many people from America that want to pour into Canada now? I'm not surprised. Beautiful country as it is. But even the immigration website for Canada seemed to go down.
That's right. It crashed while the election results were still coming in. I mean, we've got a long, storied history with the United States. We've been friendly for many decades, many centuries now. So we'll make it through all this.
Yeah, sounds absolutely fantastic. And I have to ask about, you know, the activities there, because I suppose in terms of, you know, fishing, some of the Great Lakes and places like that, there's no better place for sort of activities in Canada.
Oh, it's true. We've got all the outdoor adventure you could want, from the Rockies in the west to the East Coast, lobster fishing and all that other fun stuff. And every city in Canada, including Ottawa, you can be in the metropolis and yet be so close for cycling trails, for in the winter cross-country skiing or snowshoeing trails. And snowshoeing is great because it's so easy. If you can walk, you can snowshoe, so you don't have to learn any new techniques. In the summer months, golf, paddling, canoeing and kayaking, all of that is within reach of the downtown core of most major cities in Canada.
Well, that's what sounds absolutely fantastic. Because one of my relatives over there, he lives in a city himself, but he says, you know, quite often he's going out jet skiing on some of those Great Lakes that just surround it.
Oh, that's right. I mean, a lot of Canadians have cottages or cabins in the woods or along lakes and rivers nearby. And it's a great way to relax. And I love that dichotomy. I love the rush of the urban adventure, the great culinary scene. Our craft beer scene in Ottawa has exploded in recent years. It's a great time to be a beer drinker in Ottawa. But then you can have like whitewater rafting adventures nearby, or zip lining through the trees in Gatineau Park. All of that is at your fingertips as well.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. Is it a generally expensive place to visit Canada?
I'd say no. Say that it really does run the gamut. If you want to splurge on a 5-star hotel and a you know, a multi-course meal, you certainly can. If you want to camp in a yurt in the middle of the forest, you can do that too, and everything in between. So there's a real range of accommodation options, a range of culinary options, from high-end food to street food. We have something in Ottawa called Beaver Tails, which everyone kind of wrinkles their noses and says, what now? But it's actually a pastry. It's a whole wheat pastry that's stretched to be shaped like a beaver's tail, but it's a whole wheat pastry topped with cinnamon and sugar, squeeze of lemon. It's a delicious treat.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. That does sound brilliant. I wish I was having that for my lunch today, I can tell you that. But also, I have to ask as well, because obviously I know there's a lot of sport that's knocking around the Americas, and I suppose one thing that I suppose you couldn't go to Canada without is watching a hockey match, because Canadians absolutely love hockey. I think I can say that with some safety.
Oh, it's very true. So the Ottawa Senators are my team from Ottawa.
Yeah.
Last year, none of the Canadian teams, unfortunately, did very well. None of us made the playoffs. But this year, we have high hopes for the Senators and the other Canadian teams, but especially the Senators. And actually, next year, in March, we're commemorating the 125th anniversary of the Stanley Cup. And the Stanley Cup is the trophy you get if you win the National Hockey League championships. So the NHL, the National Hockey League, is also celebrating their 100th anniversary, and the Ottawa Senators are celebrating their 25th anniversary as the modern team. So we have a lot of hockey celebration to be had that weekend of March 15th to 18th. We're actually inaugurating a new statue, a monument to Lord Stanley, who donated the Stanley Cup back in 125 years ago. So it's a good time to be a hockey fan.
It certainly seems that way. It sounds absolutely fantastic. Jante, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytime today.
Thank you. We're having a fun time at World Travel Market London, that's for sure.